USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The election audit in Maricopa County, Arizona has taken a strange twist. President Biden's Department of Justice sent a letter to Arizona officials claiming concerns about the security of the ballots and potential voter intimidation. The U.S. Constitution grants the power to oversee elections exclusively to state legislatures. Democrats have sued the Arizona Senate four times in an effort to stop the audit, which has failed every time. The Federal Election Commission announced Thursday that it will drop its investigation into former President Trump's suspected violation of election law with a 2016 payment to Stormy Daniels. The Election Commission, with three Republicans and three Democrats, ended the proceedings in a closed-door meeting in February. The World Video Game Hall of Fame has inducted four games: Microsoft Flight Simulator, Where in the World is Carmen Sandiego, StarCraft, and Animal Crossing. This is USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals, bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
A teacher in Nevada has won the nation's top honor. Tim Berg with the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
The National Teacher of the Year Award is going to an educator from Nevada. Elementary school teacher Juliana Ortube reacted on CBS This Morning to the messages from her former students about the impact she's had.
I get to be part of a whole new world with so many students. I haven't seen so many of those students in such a long time, so it's so beautiful. Oh, I'm just so excited.
Ortube, who teaches pre-K through 5th grade at Kermit Booker Elementary School in Las Vegas, learned of the honor on Thursday.
Booker Elementary is a part of the Clark County School District. Atlanta Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms tweeted Thursday she will not seek a second term in office. She did not provide a reason for her decision. On Wednesday, the city reinstated the police officer who shot Rayshard Brooks and was fired by Bottoms. The Atlanta Civil Service Board saying she dismissed the officer without a hearing and failed to follow procedures. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
One of the most successful states in the union during the pandemic is Florida. Republican Governor Ron DeSantis boasts his state.
Well, look, I appreciate it. I mean, obviously, there's quite a contrast in Florida. You know, we've been open. Our schools have been open for in-person instruction. Our unemployment rate is significantly less than the national average and much less than lockdown states like California and New York. And yet we've done that all with having a senior mortality rate for COVID that's less than 40 other states because we focused on protecting our elderly population rather than locking everybody down. And so Florida's doing very well right now. We never touched one penny from our rainy day fund throughout COVID.
Wow.
And now we've just done the budget, and we're doubling our rainy day fund. We have the strongest revenues that anyone's ever seen in the state. So the economy's performing well. People are happy. And as you know, there are people moving here because they want a whiff of freedom.
DeSantis, talking to Fox News on Thursday, says President Biden dissed Florida and changed the rules of assistance during the pandemic.
So they did aid the states. They've always done that on a population basis. On this time, with the Biden stimulus, they took states like Florida that had lower unemployment, took money from Florida, and gave it to the lockdown states with high unemployment like California and New York, when a lot of those lockdown states had very right. poor COVID performances and economic performances. So that's just some of the perverse incentives we see coming out of Washington on seems like a daily basis now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.